The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Overhead Door Company of Houston, the original authentic Overhead Door Company of Houston.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Need help with your to-dos? Or someone you can trust to do it for you? We're here for you. Home Show Radio continues with Tom Tynan.
And we continue on with hour number two of Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. Call me 281-496-5711. We have a little blip with the phone lines through the storm we had on, I think it was Friday. They got hit by lightning. So we have one phone line open. We have Larry, Michael, we're going to talk to now. Michael, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. I'm staying at a rental home right now, and they're putting in flooring soon. But before they did that, they put down some leveling compound in the living room. And I was just wondering, and it's a standard home in the Cypress area, is it a possible foundation issue, or is it just kind of one of those things you have to do every once in a while?
No, there's no slab in the world that's poured perfectly level. Most of the floors today going down, like the vinyls, the engineered woods, the laminates, they have to be on a flat surface. If they're not, first off, they look terrible. And secondly, they will break and fail because you have hollow spots underneath there because they need to have support. So what they'll do is come through with leveling compound, and they'll just flatten out the floor so there's no deviations more than an eighth of an inch in a 10-foot run is what the specs are on most of the floors. And that way, when you walk on it, it doesn't creak and crack and make noise, and the glues let go, and you have other problems, or it's not real wavy when you get into the vinyls. So it has nothing to do with the foundation.
Okay, perfect. And another question. So the houses around here, they have gutters in the front and the back, but not in the sides. And I noticed on the sides, you know, we had a really bad rainstorm just last night, and everything just kind of drains off about half a foot away from the house. Is that good, or is it a good idea to have gutters all around the house?
You don't necessarily need gutters all around the house. I know a lot of people have did that, and the old FHA and VA loans always required gutters everywhere just because you could qualify for the loan. But as far as that goes, if the water's running, not puddling up against the house and running away, you don't need gutters at all. So gutters are only a necessary thing when you really need one to move that water away.
Okay, great. Well, hey, thank you. I'm going to be a homeowner soon, and I really appreciate all your information.
Oh, you're very welcome, Michael. Remember, I'm here 35 years now. I'll help you. And it's funny you say that. Michael sounds like a young man. He's going to be a homeowner soon. This week, my son, my oldest boy, is going to be 33 in September. He called me last night. He's very excited. I've been helping him a little bit with this through going through his inspections and stuff, but he is going to close on his very first home in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's where he wants to start his old man ways. You know, you get a home, you hang out in a garage. They set up a plug in there. He's going to have a welding machine because he's got some welding experience. He's only a CWI, which is a certified welding inspector, and a pipeline inspector. But as far as that, and he's got lots of work, by the way. He is going to be he's very excited. He's going to have his home with his dog, his cat, and his wife, and he's going to be old. He's finally going to reach the time where he no longer rents, he no longer moves around. He's not out at the brewery. He's drinking a beer at night. He's home. He's nobody saw it coming. Even his little brother said, "Dad, I didn't see Jimmy going that fast." He did. I think it's funny. But, yeah, he's got a nice little home. And he's very excited about – even has a car to rebuild. And it's like looking in the mirror, looking at me. All right, call me, 281-496-5711. The way to get in on the show today is this. When one hangs up and we have the one open line, which is open right now, you call. You get in. You don't have to wait. And your question gets answered. It's kind of good for you because there's no waiting around. They don't line up four or five people in a row. It's one on, one off, one on, one off. So right now, let's get a one on at 281-496-5711. And just when somebody hangs up, just call. Because there's a little lull between calls. People don't. This isn't a contest line where everybody's waiting to pick up and say, nope, you're not it. Nope, you're not it. And I remember listening to those days. Kiss Generators was on my mind this week. I was going through a very hectic day on Friday. We were one of the things I did in Brownsville, Texas, is I made a deal because I'm with the community college there, Texas Southmost College, and we put together an American Welding Society testing center for welders. So we could test people at SpaceX. We could test people at Keppel, who's building these big ships to install wind turbines out in the Gulf. It's amazing what stuff is going on down there. And so we're making all these different places where we're training businesses, right, and certifying businesses. And so I said, you know, we should certify the high school kids coming out of the Brownsville ISD. And I made a deal with them. And so now they come and they're part of the graduating process is to get a welding certification. So we put together a CWI, we put together a testing center, bought all the equipment. It was really nice. And so I'm going through this whole thing with 30 high school students testing. I mean, it is overwhelming. How many people are involved, how I've got to run this whole thing. So much is going on. And I get a call from someone here at my house who lives here. And she said, Tom, the power's going out every 2 hours. I said, okay. And she's going on and on and on. And finally, you know, I said, listen, I really am busy. I got to go. Let's get to the point on this one. And we'll talk about the details later. And she said, well, I just want to tell you, I love the generator. It keeps coming on and I'm not missing a beat. I said, that's why you called me? I said, I got to call you later, but I'm glad the generator's working. The reason my generator is working is because Kiss Generators. That's one of our certified home show pros. They maintain my generator. Of course, you know, I've got a maintenance program with them, and they make sure it's always running. And when the chips are down, and I could be 1,000 miles away, the generator kicks on and takes care of my house. It went through the freeze the same way. We weren't even here for about a week. Came back, no pipe problem or anything because the heater was on, everything worked, the pool pump was running like it's supposed to. It's a beautiful thing to have a generator. So if you want to install a generator at your home, it just comes on and off automatically. Even if the power's pumping in and off every 20 minutes, it's going to keep you running. Then call Kiss Generators and look at the Kohler generators. Those are the ones they install. That's the one I have too, by the way. Kohler generators are the best. And if you have any generator at all and you haven't maintained it, call them. Let them do a tune-up on it. We got hurricane season coming up next. And you know what that's like. You're not sure until all of a sudden, pow. And right now the power grid's a little sensitive. And so there's more power outages going on right now because I don't know why. It depends what news story you read or hear. But I'm not really sure why. But it is. It's very sensitive right now. I suspect, and this is my own conclusion, that we have so many people moving to Texas right now. It's caravans. That they have got to up this power grid. There's just no way about it. I kind of like the idea that we're independent, but at the same time, we've got to keep up with the demand. And so that means a little investment, which I don't think is a bad thing here in Texas for a power grid. And all the people moving here, because it's all dollars. It's property tax dollars. It's all that good stuff coming in. But it's going to have to be taken care of. But a Kiss generator will keep you on the cutting edge of power when we don't have any. I can say it for a fact. It happens at my house. It can happen at yours with a call to Kiss Generators.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards. A certified home show pro.
Gulf Coast Windows for energy saving, security, and quality replacement windows. Cherry Company, recycling concrete to make Houston a greener place every day. Concrete Raising Corporation. Save your sidewalk, save your driveway, save your money.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
That's 281-496-5711. Call me and we will talk. I'll be with you till 11 o'clock today, and then I've got lots of planting to do. Like I said, I loaded the Bronco up with a whole bunch of where it couldn't fit any more plants. And I'm driving home, and my check engine light came on. So, ooh. Okay, another thing I got to get it fixed and ready for annual training, which is coming up in 2 weeks. I'll be off the air for 2 weeks from now. And with the Texas State Guard, I'll be sleeping in a cot. And I don't know what they're going to have us doing, but there's all kinds of training. I do know I'm up for a promotion afterwards, so I'm kind of excited about that. I like putting those more of those stripes on my chest. The old days, you put them on your arms. Today, we put them on our chest. Let's talk to Leslie. Leslie, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning, Tom. How are you?
I am fine.
I got a question about birds. We have a deck, and, you know, we have a dog, and we put his food out there and his water for when we're gone during the day. Well, the birds just have a bath in his water, and we bought one of those ultrasonic thingies, and that doesn't seem to be working. And
no, they don't work.
To do that before it's a habit. Well, you know, we didn't realize there was going to be a habit.
Mm-hmm.
Never had it before, but now I was just wondering if you had any ideas on how to get rid of them.
The birds?
Yeah, how to keep them from coming around, other than pulling the food in and the water in, because, you know, it's going to get hot, and he needs to have the food or the water at least out there.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't leave food out. That's going to attract rodents. You feed your dog a couple times a day, don't you? You don't just feed him 24 hours.
Well, he gets quite a bit, and I mean he gets a bone or a snack, a milk bone.
Yeah.
When we get home. You know, well, trust me, he's not starving.
Well, that's what I mean. Usually with a dog, people make the mistake of overfeeding dogs, but I'm not going to tell you how to take care of your dog. As far as the water goes and getting rid of birds, the best thing you can do with birds is put flags up. Anything that waves in the wind. If you want to hang some American flags, some 4th of July flags, I don't care. Lots of waving, lots of wind, and the birds hate that.
Okay. All right, we'll give that a shot then.
Yeah, try it and see if it works. Just put some flags up. The owls don't work, you know, those plastic owls and stuff. They'll just sit on that owl's head and poop.
Yeah, we got one of those too.
Yeah. The only way you get rid of birds with that is to throw it at them. The only thing I found, and I found this at Galveston, where all the pigeons and seagulls and stuff would sit on my deck and make a mess. I put an American and a Texan flag on each corner. That stuff waved in the wind so much, I never saw a bird again.
Oh, okay. We'll give it a shot then. Thank you.
Think about it. You can't walk up to a bird. You can stand still, and they'll walk all around. Birds hate movement around them. It's just something. They just don't want anything in their space. And any kind of movement, I found, got rid of them. The owls and the snakes, no, not so much. I came home one day, and the bird was sitting right on an owl's head. I thought, and a friend gave it to me. I thought, oh, my goodness. And then there was a bunch of birds out in the yard one day, and I just picked up that owl and threw it at them, and they all flew away. But they came back until I put my flags up. That's why you see a lot of flags they sell. They used to have a store in Galveston on the island where they would sell these flags, and people would put them up, and I always wondered why, and now I know why. It was to keep the birds away. They were really cool. Someone was spun, and they did different things, but basically it was to keep the birds away, and it does. It works. All right, Greg, you're going to be up 1 second here. Let me go ahead and tell people about Abacus Plumbing first, though, because water that's not hot when you're taking a shower is miserable. You always want hot water. Every American in the world gets hot water. It's just the way it is in the United States. America's a big area. It goes all the way down to Argentina. But the United States, we have hot water, and we get used to it. It's something that everybody has. Even if you're renting a little crummy place and your water heater's not working, for most places at least, they're going to come fix it pretty quick. It's part of the lease. You have to have hot water. Well, when you don't have hot water at your home, what do? You're going to call somebody, but you want it fixed pretty quick. So I got a deal for you from Abacus Plumbing. A Rheem water heater will be on its way very quickly with a free garbage disposal if you call them and ask for the express installation and you're having a water heater problem. They have trucks just set up to take care of people with the hot water. You want hot water when you shower. I'm taking a shower after the show. I want hot water. Probably going to take one when I'm done planting today. I want more hot water. So if it's not working, I make a call to 713 Plumbing. That's 713 Plumbing, and I say, installation, express, coming at me, that Rheem water heater and a free garbage disposal. By the way, they're both installed. It comes with a deal. And you'll be back in hot water. And even if you don't need a garbage disposal and yours is old, just tell them put the new one in. Why not? It's free. It comes with a water heater. I guess if you didn't want it, you could put it in the bathtub like they did on Seinfeld with Kramer. I don't know. Put it somewhere. Don't put it in your bathtub. That wouldn't be good. Anyway, that was pretty funny, though, the way they did that. Abacus Plumbing. You can count on them. Ream water heater, free garbage disposal, express installation. You don't have hot water, you're going to get it. Help is on the way when you call 713-PLUMBING.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, 281-496-5711. That's the number. One at a time. When one hangs up, make the call and you'll get right on. Let's talk to Greg. Greg, you're on Home Show Radio.
Oh, hey, Tom. I've talked to you several times about getting my son down there to the college to be an electrician. And we haven't heard anything back, and I want to know when that next course is going to start, because he's ready to go.
We're starting at the end of May.
Okay, the end of May?
That's what I'm shooting for, end of May.
Okay.
How did he contact me? It's been a crazy this last week, two weeks, really.
Yeah, actually, I talked to you about 3 weeks ago.
I remember your call, yes.
Yeah, and then I think he shot you an email. And then
tell him to shoot me another one.
Okay, I sure will.
You know, I don't know if you've ever worked at a college, but
no,
these people are email nuts. You'll get 200 emails in one day, and it doesn't make any sense to me. You miss everything. Ugh, it drives me crazy.
but you know, we can't get nobody on the phone or nothing, you know.
I the same thing. I know. It's just weird. It's weird. If they were running a real business, I say this jokingly. If we keep all the PhDs in the colleges, then we're better off, because if they're roaming around the streets, it's like trying to
hold cats.
We'd be in a whole bunch of trouble. So, yeah, tell them to email me again, and I'll be very careful to look for it.
Okay. His name will be Christopher Dawson. He's 27 years old, and he's working. Yeah, and he's working in a warehouse, and you know he'll be a warehouse guy the rest of his life. And I want to get him out of there. You know.
Well, but let me ask you this: Does he want to get out?
Oh, he does bad.
Okay.
I
have a lot of uncles and aunts and mothers and fathers that push their kids to me, and those kids don't want to be there. They're just trying to shut those people up.
No, he wants to be an electrician.
I want serious people. We don't want to waste our time.
No, he's a very serious young man. I mean, he rebuilds his own computers and everything. He's very intelligent.
No, that's fine, but does he want to be an electrician?
He does want to be an electrician. He didn't want to be a plumber or a welder, but he does want to be an electrician.
Okay. If I had to do it all over again, I'd be an electrician. It's a neater job. It's much cleaner, and you can go longer in your days.
Yeah, it's a smart move. But I'll definitely have him shoot you an email, Tom.
Please, Christopher, I'll remember.
Yeah, Christopher Dawson, and he's serious. I mean, I already got a place set up down there and everything.
Okay, well, I will definitely get him to email me. I'll be back. It won't be till Tuesday. I'm flying tomorrow.
Okay. In fact, he begged me to call you today.
Okay, well, then get him to email me again. And if he doesn't hear from me by Thursday, tell him to go to homeshowradio.com and email me there.
Okay.
And it'll come through Mosier Media, and they'll give me that email.
Okay, thank you, sir. I love your show.
All right, partner. Thanks for calling, and we'll try to help them. That's my job. I like to help these young people. I want to give them better life. That's what I'm going to leave as my legacy, as I go. As someone said, it someday eventually we'll have to go home. When I go home, to your permanent home, that place, not here on Earth, but you know what I mean. All right, let's see. Trifection can make your home here on Earth, like they've made mine, by the way. I'm looking forward to my shower after the show, because they did the shower for me, and it is a fantastic shower. I don't know. There's something about a big walk-in shower just for me. It's exciting. It's like I lived my whole life. I worked 50 years. Well, the first 10 years I was in school, or 15 years. And then, yeah, I don't count years 1 to 5. That's just when you're learning how not to poop in your pants. But after that, it took me a long time. And there's not a lot that I look for. Somebody said, what if they could get $1 billion? I wouldn't want it. I don't want $1 billion. I don't want $1 million. Well, I've had $1 million, but I don't want to be a multimillionaire and have to deal with all that. I like my life the way it is. I make a decent living, and I got everything I want. And so the bottom line is this. There's certain things that make me happy, and one is a beautiful remodeled bathroom just for me. Don't ask me why. It's just the way I am. And this shower is mine. But where did it come from? It came from Trifection. Trifection came and remodeled my bathrooms. Now, it was a big chore for us, and we paid the price, but it was worth every single penny. It was more than I thought it was going to be. I sat there, and I talked to the other half and said, hey, I think we should spend it. I think it's worth it. We deserved it. We worked hard all our lives. We deserve this. And the answer was yes. And now that it's done and it's paid for, the answer is double yes. So if you're going to remodel your home, make it perfect for you, it's something you deserve, something that makes your life better, something you worked hard for. Don't be afraid to spend money on yourself. You can spoil yourself. There's a time when you worked hard all your life, and it's time to spoil yourself. Spoil it with the perfect remodel for you. And it might not be a bathroom for you. It could be a kitchen. It could be a room addition. It could be your own space they're going to build. It could be a separate building on your property just for you. It could be now that people are working at home more and more, and you've got, you know, an acre or two, and you want to build your own little office away from the house, maybe across from your swimming pool to the other side, but yet you're separate and you're at work. They can do that. They build separate structures. They build homes for people. They do room additions. They do whole house remodeling. They're the best in Houston. Trifection. If I got your juices flowing good, just think about what you would want. Maybe just a wood shop. All yours with all the latest equipment and stuff. You go buy the equipment. They'll make sure the electrical requirements are there. And boom, you got yourself a shop. It's exciting to do that. I do that for the schools. I create training laboratories, training environments. I know where the electricity needs to go. I know where the equipment's going to go. I lay it all out for everybody with the help of my end users, which are my faculty. But it's fun. You can be your own faculty and director. That's right, at your house, with a call to Trifection. Let them make that property, your home, your house, whatever it is, the place you really want to be. 281-KITCHEN is the number. You don't have to have a kitchen. You don't have to remodel your kitchen, but they'll do it all. That's 281-KITCHEN for the best remodeler in Houston.
Got a question? Ask Tom on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. I have an air conditioning question.
Hey, Tom. Got a challenge. I got an electrical problem in my house.
Home Show Radio.
All right, 281-496-5711. Let's talk to Danny. Danny, you are on Home Show Radio.
Thanks, Tom.
Yes, sir.
I had my AC system checked out by one of the major companies in Houston.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, not yours. I do use Right Touch Electrical for electrical.
Okay.
But when they came out, they did a normal. The Freon check, they did something different that I hadn't seen before. They didn't connect any hoses up to check the Freon. The way the technician told me, I don't know how to explain it. He says he takes the temperature inside the unit and then outside the unit and then calculates the difference. And if it was in a range of 23 or 24, that the Freon level is good. You've ever heard of that procedure?
I have never heard of that procedure. I have never seen anybody balance a refrigerant level without a pair of gauges.
Well, like I said, I mean, this company, I've done it with 4 or 5 years, and they've never done that before till this year.
Yeah,
Now, I have looked it up online, and there is something on there that they can.
I'm sure it gives them some kind of idea, but I don't know if it's going to be. Because when my guys come out, they'll tweak it so tight to the exact, what they would consider to be the exact point at that day, that temperature, do the full superheat. I can't imagine them doing a real thorough investigation that way. I guess it gives them some parameters to go by, but as far as that goes, I would like to see a little bit more precise reading.
Yeah, in the past, I mean, I've seen computer readings, and then last year they used the gauges, so I prefer the computer readings. But anyway.
It's easier, but it's still a gauge of sorts. But the bottom line is this is, you know, sometimes they'll tweak mine with just a little bit of Freon, or they'll even let a little bit out depending on what's going on. And when they do their superheat readings. So I don't know what they're doing.
My last question, same air conditioning checkup. My unit was built, I have a train, it was built, the house was built in 2016, and it's a 15-ton train, so forth. And I don't know anything about air conditioning systems, but it's got like a fresh air draft or something. And what it is there's a duct that goes to the outside of the house, And the way the guy explained it to me, because there's a gauge on the duct that says open and close, and he says that takes the air from the outside, pushes it through the unit or something, does something.
Yes, it's a fresh air return. I have them on mine, too. They're very important. I'm glad you have it. I think everything you're telling me is fine. Okay. I just don't. You asked me about if I ever seen it done the other way on a checkup. No. But, yeah, that fresh air return is a real good thing for you. Do you not understand what it does?
No, like I said, he just said it gets hot air from, you know, it gets air from the outside. And he says in the summertime, it can be hot air coming into your unit.
Okay, here's what it does. It keeps your house positively pressured, right? I have them on mine, too. And what happens is all ductwork has some kind of leakage in it. So I'm just going to use an arbitrary number. Let's say your duct is leaking 10%. And so your static air pressure picks up and it starts pumping air through there, and it's losing that. It has to replace it. It knows it has to replace it, so the system can choke itself down, or the system can start to pull air through the building envelope where you get all this infiltration. It's better to have the infiltration controlled. So what this is doing is it's controlling the air infiltration because to keep the system balanced and your static air pressure balanced. So I like the system a lot. And it's better to bring air from the outside, whether it's hot, cold, or it doesn't matter. Bring air from the outside that's going to be filtered, and it's going to be conditioned before it gets into the living space. So what you're doing is you're controlling the infiltration, which you're going to get anyway. But this way, you don't have a negatively pressured home, which is pulling air in. You have a positively pressured home, which is actually pushing cold air out, which is fine. Losing cold air is not a problem as long as it's not replaced by heat. And it's not being replaced by heat because it's cooling itself before it gets to the inside of the house. So it actually makes a more efficient system, a much healthier system, because you're getting fresh air in there. And it reduces all your dust and debris in the house, which a lot of people don't realize when they have these dust problems. It's because their system is choking down and you have uncontrolled dirty air coming in the house through all the plugs, the switches, the drop door in your attic, your chimney, your dryer vents. It's pulling air in from other places. It's uncontrolled and it's filthy.
Okay. That procedure, is that just called a fresh air return?
I call it a fresh air return. That's what it is. There's all kinds of ways to do it. In my case, it's a much simpler way. I don't have the damper door on there. I just have it open because it's only going to pull what it needs. It doesn't pull from that if it doesn't need it. So it knows how to balance itself out. The rest of it comes from the inside of the house and just recirculates. But when it needs 10% or 40%, whatever it's looking for, it knows to take it. And it'll take it through there because it's got to take it somewhere. So it's going to pull it somewhere. And that means it goes to the easiest place to get it. And so I just have vents going up. And mine goes through my media filter, so it's filtered before it even gets into the system.
Yeah, there's on the unit itself, the gauge of the duct that goes to the outside, there's a little motor, I call it, that's electrical, and it says when the unit comes on, it says open, and when the unit shuts off, it says it goes to close.
Right.
So I said, okay, I didn't know what that was.
it's really unnecessary, but it makes it a little better, so you don't get air coming in just, you know, on its own. But I don't think it's all that necessary. But it's good to have. It sounds like you got a pretty well set up system. They're taking care of it. If you'd have told me he'd come in and not put gauges on and start telling you need 5 pounds of Freon and started having you write a check, then I would have said, okay, we got to step back and think of this. But it sounds like they know what they're doing. They have their procedures down. I'm just not sure about the temperature. In fact, I'm going to ask Rick from Absolute Comfort Air next time I see him about that. I'm sure he'll have an explanation for me.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And sounds like you're staying on top of it, too, by the way. And speaking of Absolute Comfort Air, it's that time of year for your checkup. And they will come do the checkup. It's time for the year for mine, too. I'm going to have it done. I'm coming back, taking a little vacation week and going through annual training with the Guard on the weekend of the 15th. So I'm going to come back then, and I'm going to schedule mine to be done. So I'll ask Rick that question when he comes over. I've got 3 units I've got to check. Mine are old. I like old units. I like, you know, because I'm an old guy. My units are purring along just fine. Thank you. I can't believe I still have one of the original condensers out there that's going on 24 years old now. And it just, you can tell, it's just work. And it's the one that works the hardest over all the years. Maybe that's a good thing. Work them hard and they last longer. There's something to be said about that. If you go in the old days with air conditionings on cars, when people didn't use them all winter long up on the north, northeast area, the air conditioners were always broken. All the seals and stuff were dried out. They were always doing air conditioning repair work at the beginning of summer because they weren't used. So the rule was to run them, even if you're cold. It's cold outside, run them once in a while just to oil up all the gaskets and stuff. Well, maybe it's good to run air conditioner. They're meant to run and run and run. People get worried, oh, it runs too much. No, I mean, if it's not working right and catching up, it's one thing. But running an air conditioning condensing unit outside is not a problem. Those things are meant to run constantly, those compressors and stuff. Well, anyway, Absolute Comfort Air will do the checkup on you. One of the things they're going to do is a static air pressure test, which goes along with this last question we just had about a fresh air return. They're really important as far as I'm concerned. And fresh air in a home is more healthy for you. One of the things they do in commercial buildings, and now with this COVID thing coming on, and you've got the teachers union saying we want better buildings, we want all this, they want everything, they don't want to go to work, but maybe they do. I don't know. It's not my business. But as far as that goes, one of the things they're talking about is ventilation systems in the air conditioning systems in the schools. And that's exactly what this man has. He has a fresh air return, which is bringing in fresh air, a ventilation system, so to speak, into the house that makes it a healthier environment. If you keep circulating the same air over and over, it creates what they call indoor air pollution, which increases on itself a bunch. And if you get into viruses and stuff, it does that too. And so it makes a very unhealthy environment. That's why I always tell people fresh air returns are important. And especially if you have nurseries where your babies are sleeping, you want to make sure there's lots of new air coming in. You don't want to close that room up. It becomes a sick room, what does, especially with babies. And you want to make sure, because they're so small and so vulnerable, that you take care of them with good fresh air. It makes them stronger and makes them not get sick as much. It's just the bottom line. It's just common sense. Go outside, a little D3 and fresh air. No matter, it's going to be better than inside your home if you're always inside your house. Get outside once in a while, or bring the outside in. But either way, your air conditioning system is really important to you. You want it running right. Absolute Comfort Air can take care of all these things to make sure you've got the air conditioning system that works. Air conditioners, part of our life in Houston. Absolute Comfort Air can make sure it's running. Give them a call. Or find out more about them. Go to homeshowradio.com. The phone numbers and the contact info is all there. Homeshowradio.com. All of our certified home show pros are there. And you see Absolute Comfort Air. If you just put in air conditioning, they'll pop up. There are no other people except who are on the show here and who have gone through my checklist. And that's Absolute Comfort Air.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Another one of my favorite top 10. All right, call me, 281-496-5711. I think Chad does that for me once in a while to calm me down. Little Jimmy Buffett goes a long way with Tom Tynan. Let's see here. Let's talk to Don. Don, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. We have a two-story home with an office on the first floor. My wife needs the old-school fax machine where she can send and receive paper material, and I need to get a phone line into that room. There is one wall that the second floor and the first floor are stacked right on top of each other, and I'm just wondering how difficult that would be to get a phone line down those two walls without tearing up a lot of sheetrock.
You're going to have to take some sheetrock out. The only place you'd have to take it out is the bottom of the second floor, because you're going to have to drill through the bottom plate, the subfloor, and the top plate and cap plate of the second floor, and then you can drop through. It's got to be big enough to stick a drill in there. So you're going to have to take – that's the only place you'd have to take sheetrock out and then have to have it replaced and patched and replaced. Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering if there's any the new technology that might make it easy to go straight through from the second floor.
No, it's still a line. It's still a wire. You know, we're getting into wireless systems now. People aren't using fax machines too much anymore, that kind of thing. But phone lines are still phone lines. And if you need to get it from one place to the other and you're going down through two walls, you're going to have 3 2x4s and your subfloor, you're going to have to drill through, and there's just no way to do it without that.
Okay. All right, Tom. Well, thank you for your info.
Oh, you're very welcome. The other thing you can do is go on the outside of the walls. That's what I've done with a lot of my house on a lot of my old ISDN lines and things of that nature, which we don't use anymore. In fact, my whole house is wired up with the old phone system. And, well, people don't use them anymore. And I even thought, oh, I'll always use them. I don't really use them. I have them hooked up just for emergencies in case we have a hurricane. And it's important that you do. And here's a little tip for you on the hurricane side. If you have a hardwired phone system in your home, and just the regular old standard phones, get a rotary dial phone if you can still get your hands on them. You still can. I've got them at my house. They're the only ones that will work when the power's out. The only ones that will work if you don't have any power to your home. You have no way to charge your cell phone. I mean, it could happen. And cell phone towers go down. You're going to have a hard landline, even if you do have power. But those work without power. And it's just a little bit coming through the lines, but it comes to them from the phone company. And the rotary dials will always work and always get you a phone that works in an emergency when everything else is down. All right, we got a deal for you. 16. And the fancy number is 16 today. That's right, 16%. 16% off just because it's an anniversary. And the people at Karastan want to say thank you. For 16 years of happy customers and having an anniversary gift just for you, you can save 16% from Texas Floors, by the way, on superior quality Karastan carpets, wood, and the LVFs, luxury vinyl flooring. Okay, LVTs, which are people, luxury vinyl tile. But anyway, it is a flooring. Karastan flooring provides quality craftsmanship and the attention to detail and gives you a beautiful floor that's going to last a long time. Because when you buy a floor, you're looking at a decade plus at least of use. That's 10 years, a decade. I have carpet in my house that's 2 decades old. That's right. Actually, oh, more than two. And the downstairs is over 2 decades long. That's a long time. Total it up, that's 40 years, but it's only nearly 20 for both of them. Anyway, you can get 16% off if you take advantage of their anniversary sale right now. Texas Floors, you can give them a call. You can go by and see them. Totally up to you. Or if you call them and you want to shop at home, they'll bring the samples to you. But take advantage of the 16% anniversary sale of the Karastan flooring from Texas Floors.
Why gamble on your home improvement projects? Play it smart. Go with the experts Tom trusts. Select professionals who've qualified to be a certified Home Show Pro.
Ideal Roofing, installing quality material with quality workmanship. Circle Saw, the tools you need from professionals who know them best. Custom Gutters, that's custom with a K, home of the lifetime warranty.
Find Tom's directory of trusted Home Show Pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we're going to bring this hour up to a close. We have another hour. We have a phone line issue, not a big deal. You can call. In fact, we have an open line now. We're going to take a break and then start the next hour a little early. And get out on time, which is always a plus for us around here. We always get out on time. It's in between the time we begin and end that I tend to have too much fun talking to you. And I like talking to you. If you want to call me, you can. 281-496-5711. We have one open line. Supposedly AT&T's coming tomorrow. They got struck by lightning here. Well, not here. I shouldn't say here. I'm at home at Mosier Media where the phone line is. I just talk into the microphone. I have no idea what happens after I talk. I'm sitting in my house and upstairs in the room that my kids were two of my boys, they grew up in. Kicked them out, remodeled it. Now it's my studio. I got a big screen TV, a bust of George Washington. I got all kinds of cool stuff up here. It's my private studio. And I finally see that's something else I'm glad I kind of invested in because of the fact that now I can stay home, work on a lot of the stuff I do, except when I work for the college. But most of the stuff I work at home. And I always invent things 5 years before everybody else does. But I haven't been in a radio studio on a full-time basis in over 25 years. And I've been on the air 35 years. No, I like doing it from home. I have a setup now where I can take my computer. If I get a deployment, where I have to take off and, you know, whatever the case may be, whether we have hurricanes or whatever, and I get deployed with the guard, I'm bringing my laptop and my microphone with me and my earbuds, and I'm on the air, even at deployment. That's a new one. We got a new computer set up, program set up, and we used it last week. I think it was last week, and it was exciting. It worked out great. I liked it. So that's just for emergencies, but we're always on the air. I tell you, with the internet, that's the one thing. I never cared much for the internet except for when it comes to broadcasting radio. And there's a lot of podcasts and stuff, and we have a podcast too, but I can say I was in the old, I come from the old days of radio, and I've transitioned to the new days of radio. So it's an exciting time for me. As far as that goes, I like the changes. It's much easier than the old ISDN lines I had to have installed and had groups of phone company people out for weeks getting everything to work and the codes ready. And those were a pain, and they were expensive too, like $600 a month. I don't have to pay. I just get my internet service now. I think I have AT&T and Comcast. I got two at my house in case one goes down, which did last week. I got the other one as a backup. It works out good. All right, anyway, we're going to get this hour done. Call me 281-496-5711, and we will talk with you. We have an hour coming up right after I tell you about a swimming pool, a beautiful thing that here in the Houston area, everybody should have. You know, people always say, I don't want a swimming pool. My kids will drown in it. You know the best way to teach a child not to drown? Teach them how to swim early. I had my kids swimming at 2 years old. Once they learn how to swim, they pretty much don't drown. It's the ones that don't know how to swim that fall in the pool. Those are the ones you got to watch out for. Swimming lessons. It's a wonderful thing. All kids should have swimming lessons. In the old days, in the 50s and 60s, when I was growing up, they threw you off the boat and said, yeah, you either swim or you drown. That's how you learned how to swim. They pretty much threw you in the water. Today, we're a little more gentle with our children. We wouldn't want to scar them mentally, like I have been scarred many times. I think it kind of makes you tough, but you certainly don't want to drown your child. But yeah, they pretty much would throw you in and see if you could swim. If not, they fish you out with a net and say, well, we'll try it tomorrow, until you finally did it. That's how they taught us how to dive, too, by the way. All right, a swimming pool is a beautiful thing. Don't be scared. It's a beautiful thing. It's a place where, and I did, I know I can say firsthand, I raised my family around the swimming pool. I knew where my kids were. I knew who their friends were. They were there outside, no problem. From when they're young age on, there's a lot of activity, but it's outside. And you wear them out, and you put them to bed about 9 o'clock, and they can barely see. Their eyes are all red, and you know, you just get them hosed off so the chlorine's off of them, and then you get them into bed, and they sleep. First, you got to feed them. They're always hungry after they swim. And then they fall right asleep. They don't even want to walk to the bathroom. They're just so tired. And they eventually will have to, but as they get older, they'll find out even if they don't want to, they have to. But at their age, they can sleep through a full bladder. Anyway, that's how you get the kids to bed. And I know it wasn't glamorous, but it's true. Now, for you, when the kids are asleep, is when you go out and enjoy your beautiful pool and pretend you're sitting somewhere on the Caribbean islands. You have the fountains going, the lights on, and all of a sudden, it's all yours. You come home from work and you look at it as you walk in the back door and you go, I'm going to go change. I'm going to go sit out by the pool for a while and chill. That's what a swimming pool does to you. It makes your life better if you get a good one. In other words, it's not like buying a car. You don't roll it up the driveway. It has to be installed right. It's like anything. When you build a house, you got to build it right. You build a pool, you got to do it right. And you can if you call the right people. And you'll get all the pool that you want for you if you call the right people. And that people happens to be a guy named Colt at U.S. Pool Builders. He will do it well. His pool building expertise is second to none. And when it comes down from the design all the way to the end, you get what you want. Because he has a special technique that he uses. And it's something that is ignored today. It's called listening. He will listen to you. Listen to what you want. Listen to what your vision is. And help you mold that vision into a reality. U.S. Pool Builders. Find out more about them. Go to homeshowradio.com. Go to the U.S. Pool Builder website. Look at the videos. Look at the work he has done. And say, that's the guy that's going to build our pool. That's U.S. Pool Builders.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros.
Houston's leading independent, locally owned nurseries come together with Danny Milligan.
Saturday, 7 till 9.
What do y'all recommend as a weed killer?
Answering questions anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.